This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Acting U.S. Defense Chief Pat Shanahan visited Afghanistan Monday to meet with Afghan leaders and U.S. commanders in a stop that comes as negotiators work toward a peace deal. Shanahan told reporters traveling with him that he wants to stress to Afghan officials the importance of their involvement in discussions about what happens in their country. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government has not been part of ongoing talks between U.S. envoy Zalmay Khalilzad and the Taliban.
The Department of Defense is playing a critical role in facilitating the dialogue around those framework discussions.
Khalilzad said last week he believes a peace agreement could be achieved before Afghanistan's presidential election in July. Shanahan also said he has not been directed to reduce the number of U.S. troops deployed in Afghanistan. The acting defense secretary met with President Ghani, Afghanistan's chief executive, and the defense minister while in Kabul. U.S. President Donald Trump blamed opposition Democrats on Monday for the stalled talks over immigration policies as the White House and lawmakers struggled to avert another partial government shutdown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports President Trump is facing a pivotal week on several fronts.
It's not just about his border wall push. It's about his presidency itself and his hopes of winning another term. The president's trying to convince supporters he's not backing off his campaign pledge to build the wall, even after being politically bloodied by surrendering during the government shutdown. One conservative leader, though, says the Trump base is tired of waiting. The president needs to go to war with Democrats.
That was the AP's Sagar Magani. The stalled talks come as Trump is set to travel to the border of El Paso, Texas, on Monday. This is VOA News.